And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
The Strange Dr. Weir.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps a story would take your mind off whatever's worrying you. I have one I'm sure you'll like. It takes place on a tiny island in the mystery-haunted South Pacific. And I call it White Pearls of Freedom. Now for my story, White Pearls of Terror. In the small harbor of the tiny island of Barota, a barren, desolate bit of coral lost in the South Pacific, a dilapidated pearling boat rides at anchor. In a trading shack of corrugated iron on the shore, two burly, bearded white men watch a half-breed merchant gather together supplies. Listening as they wait to the monotonous beating of a native drum in the darkness outside.
For Pete's sake, Juan, what's that infernal racket anyway?
Honest father sacrifices chicken to turn away anger of the storm god, Captain Blake.
Well, tell him to stop it. It's getting on my nerves.
Take it easy, Blake. We'll be going in a few minutes. The grass is falling fast, and there is a storm coming up. We're in the typhoon season now, you know.
And I'll be plenty glad to see the last of this rotten speck of coral, believe me. Even though we're leaving with empty pockets, we can't go too soon.
Juan, sorry you'll find no pearls. Not a year better, maybe. Here, supplies. $11, please.
All right, pay him, Phelps.
In a moment. Juan, why do you and your father live all alone here on Barota? And you ever find it lonely?
Juan, an honored father, never lonely, Mr. Phelps.
You know, Juan, in Tahiti, I met a native who knew you. He told me your mother was Chinese and your father used to be a Tahiti witch doctor.
It's true. You pay now, please.
He told me something else, too. He said the two of you live here because you know a secret pearling bed down the reef. Huh? And that hidden in that stinking back room of yours, you have a leather bag full of the finest white pearls that ever came out of the South Seas.
No, it's not true.
I think it is. Grab him, Blake. And so we're not leaving Barota with empty hands. Before we leave, Wong, you're going to tell us where you keep those pretty white pearls.
Phelps, I'm going out there and put a bullet through that infernal witch doctor father of Wong's. That drum is driving me crazy.
Now, stop it, Blake. We got to finish with Wong and get away. There's a storm coming up, and we got to be well offshore when it hits.
All right, then, make him talk.
A little more pressure on this cord around his forehead.
Wong. Wong,
yeah, it's more like it. Where are they?
The cord is behind you. A board is loose.
Take a look, Blake.
Right, you are. There's a loose board here, all right. And a little leather pouch under it. I've got it.
Bring it here. Let's take a look.
Yeah. Hold out your hand. I'll pour them out. Look. Six white pearls as big as marble.
Only six. And there should be more. Where are the rest, Bob?
No more pieces. Six pearls all.
Wait a minute. I think he's telling the truth. Listen, that's kind of weird. We got to get outside the reefs in a hurry.
All right. I thought there'd be more. But these six will do nicely. They should bring a couple of thousand apiece. In 2 months, we'll be in San Francisco living like kings.
No, too late.
What do you mean?
Listen.
The drum. It's getting louder. Listen to it.
Now, stop.
And God, the storm has answered. Prayer on his fire for vengeance accepted.
What are you talking about?
On his fire knows you touch a wrong. In the darkness, he makes prayer to bring punishment. Now he will make sacrifice. Listen. Honored father makes greatest sacrifice to his gods. He gives his own life. Now you have pearls. But they bring you only evil. They bring you death. The creeping death that walks with you in life. When you hear the drum, think of the father of Wong and the death.
Help! Shut him up, will you? Make it stop. Shut him up.
Yeah, that's that. Now they're both dead. Come on, we got to get to the boat.
Hey, Phelps. Listen to that wind. It's too late. We can't get away. We can't get away.
Oh. Our story will continue in a moment. But first, is there a doctor in the house?
Young man, I am a doctor.
Oh, so you are, Dr. Weir, after a fashion. But can you handle this case?
I cure all cases. Permanently.
Well, here are the facts. The patient is seen frequently in business offices, on street corners, everywhere. His clothes are always neat, impeccably stylish, yet something about him just isn't right. Brief diagnosis shows he's in perfect shape, except for his hat. Gentlemen, this may be your case. Too often, a poorly made shapeless hat can spoil your whole appearance. Don't take chances. Choose a smart, up-to-the-minute Adam. They're correctly shaped and styled and made of the finest all-fur felt. No wonder men who are tops in the business, sport, and entertainment world wear an Adam. For Adam is tops in hats. So stop in at any Adam store or authorized dealer. There are thousands from coast to coast, and set yourself up in a nice new Adam hat. Now, Dr. Weir.
And now to continue my story, White Pearls of Terror. For 2 days, a typhoon raged over the tiny island of Barota, while Phelps and Blake cowered inside the trading shack that had belonged to the dead half-breed merchant Wong. The wind hurled their boat on the reef and sank it, blew down most of the palm trees on the island, carried away the storehouse where Wong's provisions had been kept. When at last the wind died and the sun shone again, Blake and Phelps crawled out of the shack to stare dazedly at a scene of utter desolation.
Phelps, look, the boat's gone. We're stranded here. I tell you, we're stranded here.
Oh, stow it, Blake. There'll be a trading vessel along soon.
Yeah, but suppose there isn't. We'll die here. The grub's all been washed away. The palm trees are down. We'll starve to death. It's the curse. The curse Wong's father put on us. We shouldn't have taken the pearls. We shouldn't have taken
them. I said stow it. Suppose we have to stay here a few months. We got the shack for shelter and we can live on shellfish. We still got the pearl. When we do get away, we'll live like kings.
We'll never get away. We're going to die here. All during the storm, I heard that drum beating, the witch doctor's drum, telling us we're going to die here.
Get a grip on yourself, will you? Wong's dead. And the old witch doctor's dead, too. Their bodies are gone. The sharks have finished them by now. When we're rescued, we only have to say they were killed in a storm. And we'll be in the clear. We'll be all right.
No. Now the drum. I heard it beating. We'll never get away. We're going to die.
This'll shut you up. Oh, yeah. I say we're going to be all right.
The days became weeks, and the weeks became months. Blake and Phelps lived on shellfish and coconuts and drank rainwater. Day after day, they scanned the horizon, a sign of a rescue ship. And day after day, Blake's despair mounted.
Blake, come on, get up. It's your turn to go down to the beach and dig clams and keep an eye out for a ship.
No, it's no use. We're never going to be rescued.
We may be rescued today. Come on now, turn out.
I tell you, we're going to stay here forever. We're going to die here.
We're still alive, ain't we?
Alive. Nothing to eat but clams and crabs and coconuts. I'd rather be dead. You hear me? I'd rather be dead.
I tell you, we're going to be rescued. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Listen, you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
There it goes again. Don't you understand? It's a ship. We're as good as rescued right now.
I didn't hear anything except the drum. The old witch doctor's drum. Beating again, just like it did that night.
Blake, get hold of yourself. Come on. I'll prove that was a ship we heard. Here, come on down to the shore.
The drum. I can hear the drum.
Look. Look, Blake. A British gunboat off the reefs. And a ship's boat heading for the shore. We're saved.
No, it's too late. The drum. He said when we heard the drum to remember his vengeance. The creeping death.
Blake, get hold of yourself, will you?
Help!
Help! They're calling us. Oh, we're saved. And we got the pearl. In a month, we'll be in San Francisco living like kings.
No, it's too late. The drum is beating. It's bewitching the pearls. We haven't got any pearls anymore. They've stuck to your face now. Little round pearls, two of them, three of them. They're stuck to your face.
No, I tell you, there's no drums beating. It's just your mind. It's a...
There. Now you hear it too, don't you?
No, but on your face. Two little white spots. Silvery white spots.
Yes, they're the pearls that have been bewitched. The drum. You listen to it?
Go on, Blake. Oh, silvery spots.
The drum. It won't stop.
Blake... We've been on this island almost a year. Living in that stinking little shack where Wong and his father lived.
eating out of their dishes, sleeping in their blankets.
Yes, louder and louder.
No, I know I won't need father if you're all alone. They didn't want anyone to know. That's what the marks on our face mean. The creeping death.
The drum. It says that we're never going to get away. That we're going to die here.
Yes, you're right. We are going to die here someday. Because now nobody's ever going to take us off the island. Wong and his father were lepers. And now we're lepers too. Since we've been on this island, we've both become lepers.
Well, how do you feel now? Perhaps what you really need to steady your nerves is a nice trip. A voyage to the South Seas. You could stop at Barota and meet Phelps and Blake. Yes, they're still living there, quite alone. They'd welcome a little company and... Oh, you're going? We'll drop in again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.